Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam, a charming man who infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video.
If it's delicious and in Connecticut, they're talking about it. It's The Feed, Star 99.9.
Getting excited for some basketball. The tournaments start later this week, and we have a lot to root for here in Connecticut. We got both UConn men and women. We got Yale on the men's side, also Fairfield Stags in the women's tournament, too. And every Tuesday, we talk food with CT Food Girly. You can find her on Instagram, at CT Food Girly. And Alex, every year around this time, we figure out where we can go to watch these games, and we got a lot of teams in it this year.
Yeah, March Madness is always a great time in the spring. Yes, the weather gets nicer. Yes, the flowers are blooming. But yes, it's March Madness in Connecticut. I'm going to start us off with a couple of my favorites. Now, we all know Archie Moore is in New Haven. They also have locations in Milford, Wallingford, Fairfield, and Brantford. Great wings, great dipping sauces, and appetizers. They have the perfect bar setup if you want to watch the big games this March.
Yeah, and it's like they have locations in all these different areas, like Yale's New Haven, UConn's more, you know, further up in the state, and then you got Fairfield down south.
So you can't miss. They're covering all bases of the state.
Yeah.
A really great one, too, that I love is Side Street Grill in Hamden. Awesome offbeat pub grub, great atmosphere inside, very low-key. I'm sure this would be such a fun hangout spot on game day. I used to be here a lot in college at Quinnipiac. It's also a great spot for takeout if you do want to stay home and watch the game. Their wings are some of my very favorite in the state.
Nice, perfect.
My next spot, not so much an American bar scene, but nonetheless, Lou Dolls in North Haven. They have a more upscale Italian meals, but they have a ginormous flat screen TV that is the entire size of their bar. I'm sure you'll be able to get a great view no matter where they seat you. Crafted cocktails, yummy pasta dishes, if that's your vibe for March Madness.
Yeah, you know, sometimes people don't need the madness of a packed bar and, you know, loud and all that. You just want to have a nice meal and have it on in the background. That's fine too.
Right. Maybe you want a Cosmopolitan and watching UConn.
The fanciest March Madness.
Yes. Another great spot in the area of North Haven is Jay Roo's, a great place to meet up with friends for the game. They have a whole section of the restaurant dedicated to sports. There's pool, live music on the weekends, cold beer on tap. Again, those flat screen TVs surround the entire bar area. So you're going to catch every game that's on. Always a nice atmosphere at Jay Roo's if you want to watch the game and not sit at a bar. You can still see those TVs from around the pub section as well. They have great starters too. Definitely try their hot spinach and artichoke dip. That's my favorite.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Yeah, and last one, around the campus for UConn in Storrs, Connecticut, is Ted's Restaurant and Bar. They have a pub-style menu, pizzas and grinders, wings and more. This is the number one bar on campus for students, and it's going to be packed for the big games if that's the atmosphere you're looking for. And another great spot for basketball lovers in that area is the Willington Pizza House. They do a bunch of deals on food and drinks during games. Great reviews online. People in Storrs really seem to love those pizza and toppings.
No better way to watch Connecticut basketball teams than with some Connecticut pizza, right?
Yeah, this is the number one thing here.
There you go. All right. One of the most exciting weeks of the year if you're a basketball fan here in Connecticut. I know there's a lot of them. We got a lot of teams in it, too. Yale on the men's side, UConn Huskies men and women, and Fairfield Stags on the women's bracket. And every Tuesday, we talk food with CT Food Girly. You can find her on Instagram, at CT Food Girly. Alex, have you filled out a bracket? Do you do brackets?
Oh, my family does do brackets, and I have to tell you, I've stopped playing with them because every time I lose, I have to pay for ice cream.
Oh, that's
for everybody.
That's a good deal, though. That's a nice little bet. I like that.
It is. We love to go to Wentworth and Hamden, but this year I'm like, listen, I'm just going to reap the benefits of the winter, and hopefully somebody gets me some ice cream because I can't do a bracket.
Yeah, my kids are still a little young. They're 6 and 3, but they like to do it, and I have them choose based on the colors and the mascots of the teams.
I love that. That's what I do it by. Are you kidding me?
which is probably going to be better than my bracket, let's be honest, my two girls filling them out.
Maybe that's how everybody should do it. But I do have some good spots if you are staying at home working on those brackets and you're going to watch the games. There is some good takeout places in Connecticut for March Madness. I'm going to start us off in North Haven with The Bar. Not to be confused with Bar in New Haven, but this is a pizza parlor. Now, they are dishing up some New Haven-style pies. They have another great Italian eats in there, too. Very laid-back setting. Their nachos are delicious. I was here about 2 weeks ago. Great buffalo chicken sandwiches as well. The Bar does a great takeout for March Madness if you want to stay in the comfort of your own home to watch those games.
Nice. The buffalo chicken, I know people think football, but that's just a great sports viewing food in general.
Really? I know. You're taking a bite, pivot up and look at the TV. Take a bite, pivot up and look at the TV.
Right, exactly.
The next one I have is 80 Proof in New Haven. They have a great selection of starters if you're watching the game from home and maybe you have some friends over. Nachos, wings, fried shrimp, spinach and artichoke dip, fried calamari, mac and cheese, short rib tacos, lobster quesadillas, fried fish tacos too. A lot of variety there if you're staying at home. They have a menu filled with sandwiches as well. Black and tuna, chicken caprese, panini, barbecue sliders, BLTs, and much more at 80 Proof. So that could be a really nice spot if you want to watch the game at home and get some takeout.
Wow, they get it all going on there. That's a big menu.
I love a wide variety over there.
Yeah.
Next one I have is in West Haven Dive Bar. They have great appetizers as well to order for the games. Pork belly bites, fried cheese curds, pub nachos, wings, pork sliders, burger sliders, lobster sliders, which sound phenomenal. And not to mention their salted pretzel bites. I just think of Aunt Annie's at the mall every time somebody has those on their menu.
I know, it's
true. They have a large selection of burgers and tacos as well. So the Dive Bar in West Haven is another great spot to get takeout this March.
Awesome.
Last, I'm going to wrap us up in Milford, Mr. Max Canteen. This has a fabulous fast food for hot dogs, chili dogs, burgers, bison and turkey burgers too, and even patty melts, BLTs. Those buffalo chicken sandwiches are on the menu too. Load of delicious sides, french fries, onion rings, moot sticks, buffalo chicken tenders, and mac and cheese. Mr. Max Canteen, have you ever been there, Kevin?
Yeah, it's because I live in Milford. So, yeah, there's a lot. That place is great. There's a lot of great spots in Milford for takeout. I mean, I live near a lot of them, so it's good to go get a takeout order.
Yeah, so you're able to watch the game at home with the girls.
Yeah, exactly. Another one right near me is Bar 333, and they have those pretzel, you know, the pretzel bites that you dip in, like, mustard and like, beer cheese. Oh, they're so good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's what I want. Give me a game and give me the pretzel bites.
It's so good. These all sound fantastic. So enjoy the games, the brackets, both tournaments, men's and women's, start on Thursday, and hopefully you're eating something delicious. Thanks so much, CT Food Girlie. Find her on Instagram, at CT Food Girlie.
Thanks, Kevin.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, for prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at freestylelibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at freestylelibre.us.